Amen. To set the stage for our text this morning, we see the Apostle John is on the island of Patmos spreading the word of God. And while spreading the word of God in the Spirit, he hears the voice of God who instructs him to write letters to the seven churches of Asia. And after he had penned these letters to the churches, God instructed him to turn around and see a door that was open leading into heaven. Well, Brother John hears the voice welcoming him to come on in so that he could witness what would take place in the future. My brothers and sisters, I invite you to put on your imaginary lens and to visualize the setting that Brother John comes into. Brother John enters the doors and he finds himself in the midst of a worship service that's about to begin. But not any old worship service. He witnesses a picturesque, miraculous worship setting. He sees the throne of God. He sees the one that is seated on the throne, who looks as he's the appearance of precious stones. But not only that, Brother John sees a rainbow that looks like an emerald over the throne of God. He also sees 24 thrones and 24 elders wearing golden crowns upon their heads. He sees golden lamps and he sees a sea of glass that looks like crystal. And before he knew it, the praise and worship began. He saw the four living creatures, each with six wings, begin to shout, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." These four living creatures had wings covered with many eyes, and they took many forms. One had the form of a lion. One had the form of a calf. One of them had a face that looked like a man. And one of them looked like a flying eagle. You see, the praise had just begun because they were giving praise and honor and glory and thanks to the one who sat upon the throne. And then John witnessed what was called the worship part. As these mysterious creatures sang this doxology of praise, John sees the 24 elders fall down before him, casting their crowns before his feet. And they join in the praise and say, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. You created all things, and by you they exist and were created." That brings us to our text today. And just as the praise and worship comes to a pause, Brother John sees the one seated on a throne with a scroll sealed with seven seals. And an angel, some believe it was Gabriel, came with a loud voice and began to call to worship and said, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and loose its seals?" And if you can just continue in your sanctified imagination, my brothers and sisters, the worship service comes to a pause. And I can imagine that everyone is looking around and wondering who is worthy enough to open up the seals of the scrolls. The creatures began whispering to one another, wondering who in here can open up the scroll. And I believe, my brothers and sisters, that the elders began shrugging their shoulders, looking at one another, wondering who is able, who is worthy to open these seven seals. The Bible says that all of the earth, the inhabitants, the people, the creatures, the beasts of the field, even under the earth, the sea creatures, pondered and wondered who is worthy to open up the seven seals. Well, my brothers and sisters, there's no need to wonder. There's no need to fret. And even the Apostle John began to weep because he did not know who could open the scroll. But just when he didn't know where to look, one of the elders showed to John that there was one who was worthy to open up the scroll. And there he was in all of his splendor, all of his glory, all of his magnificence, all of his might and all of his power. And I believe, my brothers and sisters, the word of God says that it was Jesus the Christ, the line of Judah, the root of David, and the Lamb of God that was standing in the presence of the Apostle John. And I don't know about you, saints, but that just makes me get goosebumps to know that I have Jesus in front of my face. I want to shout hallelujah, because he is worthy to be glorified and worthy to be praised. I believe our text this morning gives us some points that we can glean from about the only one that is worthy. Well, what does it mean to be worthy, preacher? Well, I'm glad you asked. The dictionary says that worthy means having or showing the qualities or the abilities, the merit for recognition in a specific way. And in the Greek, worthy means to weigh, or it's an estimated value. It means some to believe that it believes that it means a set of scales where the weight brings to draw down and to beam a horizontal level, and where the weights are equal on each side. And worthy indicates the inherent value. Yes, my brothers and sisters, he's worthy to open up the seals. He's worthy to be glorified. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be lifted up. The only one that is worthy. But why is he worthy? I believe the text gives us some indication about why he is so worthy to open up the scrolls, but why he is so worthy to be praised. Look at verse 9. Look at verse 9 of the text. Verse 9 of the text, it tells us. It says, and they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals." Why? Because you were slain and have been redeemed to us, to God, by your blood. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I believe this morning our text tells us that he's worthy because he was slain and he was redeemed to us by God, by his blood. That means that every nation, that every tribe, that every tongue, that every ethnicity, it doesn't matter if you're blue, it doesn't matter if you're brown, it doesn't matter if you're red, purple, or yellow. I'm here to tell you that he has redeemed you by his blood to God. It doesn't matter your socioeconomic status. It doesn't matter if you have a high school education or you have a doctorate degree. He has redeemed you by his blood. The only one that is worthy to be lifted up. The only one that is worthy to open up the seven seals. Every nation, every tribe, every tongue. You see, not just here in Baden, not just here in the United States, not just here in this continent, not just here on this Western Hemisphere, but all over the earth. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb that was slain. We've been redeemed by the one that sets high. We've been redeemed by the one who is the second Adam. Yes, the only one that is worthy to be praised. It doesn't matter if you just woke up this morning and you had a drink of liquor. It doesn't matter if you woke up this morning and you weren't in your right mind. I'm here to tell you that the one who is worthy redeemed you by the blood. The one that is worthy shed his blood that you would all be redeemed. It doesn't matter that you were stuck in your miry sin, that you were stuck in the clay, that you were going to the clubs, that you were doing things that your mother would turn her nose up to. He is the only one that's worthy to shed his blood for you and I, for your sins, for my sins. He's the only one that is worthy. The only one He opened the seals. The only one is worthy to be lifted up. The only one that is worthy to be glorified. In church, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to praise the Lord at all times. His praises shall be continually in my mouth. And I don't know about you, saints, but I just got to shout sometimes and say hallelujah. It's nothing but the goodness of the Lord that brought me from where I'm from, that brought me from my depths of sin, that brought me from my miry clay. And I don't know about you. You can only speak for yourself, but he's the only one that's worthy. My brothers and sisters, that our text tells us something else on this fine afternoon. If we look at verse 10, I believe the text tells us something else about why he is the only one that is worthy. The text says, and he has made us to be kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I believe what the text is telling us this afternoon is that Jesus is the one that has given us to be the rights to be kings and queens, to rule. He's the one that's given us the rights to reign in heaven with Jesus. He's the one that's given us the rights to rule here on this earth. Because sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we have an identity problem. We have an identity crisis. We forget who we are in Christ. We are co-heirs of the living one. We are co-heirs of the mighty one. We are co-heirs of the living God. We are co-heirs of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You ought to grab your neighbor's hand and tell your neighbor, you are a king, you are a queen, you are a king, you are a queen, you are a child of the Most High God. To rule as kings and queens, you have to remember who you are in Christ. You have to remember who you are in Christ. You have victory in Christ. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are the head and you are not the tail. I want to encourage you this afternoon, my brothers and sisters. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you are a queen. And my brother, you are a king. No, my brothers and sisters, he is the one that's worthy to give you that rulership, to give you that royalty.